Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The city of Saldanha voted to approve $250,000 from the COVID-19 Relief Special Revenue Fund to provide a grant to the Chamber of Commerce for an in-state tourism marketing campaign to benefit Saldanha businesses harmed by the COVID-19 public health emergency. City Council adopted several ordinances in approving a combined $9.94 million in grant funds made available through the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, or CARES Act, to cover expenditures incurred due to the public health emergency. A law was passed by Congress in December, extending the date by which state and local governments can make expenditures in CARES Act funds to the end of this year instead of the end of last year. Saldanha City Manager Stephanie Queen.
This is one of the projects we identified with the remaining approximately $2 million of CARES Act funds that the city had rolled over from 2020 into 2021. And it's part of the larger focus on business support and economic development. So we have already kicked off some of those programs, as you know, the outdoor dining grants, the virtual storefront improvement, and this would complement those efforts by providing funding for a really targeted strategic in-state marketing effort to capture Alaskans who are traveling or people who arrive in Alaska and try and focus them down to the Kenai Peninsula and the city of Saldanha and our businesses. The chamber presented a proposal, and really we kind of identified early on the most appropriate use of our funds would be more focused in state. So this is the marketing strategy. There are elements of it that would certainly be very advantageous in our recovery, specifically for the tourism related businesses that saw a more significant decline due to COVID-19. But there are also pieces of this plan where we and the chamber will have assets that can be used in perpetuity moving forward.
The city states that the proposed use of these funds follows CARES Act requirements as interpreted by the U.S. Department of the Treasury's guidance for local governments, which allows for these types of expenditures due to the public health emergency and second order effects of the emergency. The resolution passed with 5 yes votes and 1 abstention. A popular portion of the Turnagain Arm Trail closed over the weekend due to bear activity, potentially interfering with one of the season's first trail races. According to Alaska State Parks, what they said on social media, that bear activity around a moose carcass forced the closure of a portion of the trail that stretches from the McHugh Creek to Rainbow Trailheads. The area closed Sunday. It will remain closed until it is deemed safe. A man recently was charged by a brown bear sow with 3 cubs in the area as well. According to Dave Battle, an area wildlife biologist with the State Department of Fish and Game, the man had been off the trail a little ways and retreated behind a tree after the bear initially charged him. The bear charged at him again but retreated after he used his bear spray, according to what Battle said. Recent reports of bear activity are the latest sign spring arrived and hibernation's over, prompting calls from wildlife officials for Alaskans to be bear aware. Meanwhile, the Turnagain Arm Trail Run is scheduled to begin Thursday along 8 and 4 mile stretches of the trail. Organizers said in a Facebook message on Monday that they're still figuring out whether plans will change and what that may look like. They said if the trail is going to be closed, they might do the run in a different format or push it back by a week. Battle said the worst thing to do when encountering a bear in the woods is to run because it can trigger a chase response from the bear. People should stand their ground during an encounter and make noise to alert the bear of their presence. And bears with cubs are more likely to act defensively. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.